You're listening to the audio production of Exploring the Gifts of the Spirit, Discovering the Power God Has for You by John Michael Talbot and Steve Raby, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Robert Kiefer.
Part 1. Introduction. Chapter 1. Alive in God's Spirit. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. It was a confusing time for the disciples. Jesus' violent crucifixion had left many of them fearful and heartbroken. After he rose from the dead, he appeared to some of them, encouraging them and teaching them over the course of more than a month. Then, suddenly, he was gone again, ascending gloriously into heaven. He promised his followers that the Holy Spirit would guide them, but they didn't have a clue what that meant. They found out on the day of Pentecost when they wound up in the middle of a divine commotion. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Acts chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Speaking in tongues was only one of many gifts the Holy Spirit poured out on the men and women who followed Jesus. The Spirit empowered these disciples to make crucial decisions, prophesy about future events, heal the sick, discern the presence of evil spirits, and spread His message throughout the world. These events were supernatural in origin, not a result of overexcited crowds, and the Spirit's gifts also provided evidence that the fledgling Christian movement was more than merely another new Middle Eastern religious movement. The Christians' God had real supernatural power on their side. Saint Basil the Great, a 4th-century church father, described the Spirit's role in his classic work, On the Holy Spirit. Just as a sunbeam falling on light and transparent bodies makes them exceedingly bright and causes them to pour forth a brilliance from themselves, so too souls which bear the Spirit and which are illuminated by the Spirit become spiritual themselves and send forth grace to others. Hence comes to us foreknowledge of the future, understanding of mysteries, discernment of what is hidden, sharing of good gifts, heavenly citizenship, a place in the choir of angels, joy without cease, abiding in God, likeness unto God, and that which is best of all, being made God. The fire cools.